T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Somehow we've become the de facto advice morning show when it comes to relationships. Laura in Lakewood!
Hey!
Hi!
Hi!
So you started dating a guy that you knew in college, right?
No, that's the thing. So there's this guy that I knew in college. Mm-hmm. We were both theater majors, and he moved back to Austin, and he got in touch with me. Okay. But I want to be really clear about something. We were only acquaintances.
Like, oh, okay.
We were friends. We knew each other, and like we ran in some of the same circles. We had classes together. We had some mutual friends. So he moved back to Austin, and he reached out, and I was like one of the only people that was still living here that was like from our group. And so I was like, yeah, of course, I'd love to see him. Like, it's been a long time. Let's go have a drink.
All right.
But I'm pretty sure that now he thinks we're dating, because he keeps texting me, and he like insisted on picking the place that we get drinks. And he has like obviously Googled like hottest bars in Austin, because he keeps listing off like all of these new, all of like the new East Side restaurants and, you know, really fancy places like Red Ash. It's a great date place.
Oh, you're saying that you want to make it clear to him, right, that you're not dating.
Oh, and he thinks it's a date, because he's like, ooh, I'll take her to Red Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm not really sure how to tell him.
Well, do you want to go out with him? Do you want to hang out, have dinner?
I mean, but, like, yeah, but as friends. Like, I don't expect him. I don't expect anything. Like, I'd like to give him a high five and say, what's up, man?
Yeah, like, you were expecting to just go grab a beer at, like, what's a place? Like, Lavaca Street Bar. I don't know. Just some place that has no romance. Just grab a beer. Oh, hey, welcome back. Cool. Chit-chat about college and then move on.
Yeah, Red Ash is not your high five. I haven't seen you in a while place.
Right. But, I mean, who's to say, you know, I've been on some friend dates with people of the opposite sex to nice restaurants. Mm. So it's okay. It doesn't matter
different.
Where you go.
Ooh,
but
you
different.
Are different.
Maybe.
But having been to Red Ash, I could see the bar area being a place where you go and high five and how you been.
Sure, the bar area is great. But here's the way you do it. It's all about who pays.
Mm.
Is that it? That is the message loud and clear?
Well, when a girl was like, hey, let's split it, or puts her card in, then, you know, I know that she's probably not interested. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
This is it's kind of like she's friend zoning me.
If they insist also, when they want to split it, it's happened to me, and it's the worst feeling a guy can get when you're interested in someone and they're not.
Right.
Like, because you say, she's like, oh, we'll split it. And then you're like, no, I got it. And she's like, no, I insist.
I insist.
That's the stagger in the heart.
Yeah, that's kind of, I feel like that's the universal thing. Like, I will always put my card out. I don't expect the guy to pay. I am happy to pay for myself. I can pay for myself. But, like, it's sweet when they pick it up. But if I insist, it's like, no, man.
Right.
No
man.
No, that's it right there. I mean, I've had women buying me dinner before, and that's good. Even though I was like, no. But they're like, oh, I insist.
So she doesn't need to say anything until they meet. Like, she doesn't need to, like, subversively say something in the text.
No.
Like, you know, make it a Tuesday instead of a Friday night.
I mean, that does help.
Now, he's not picking you up, right? Because that's, like, date style.
No, well, that was my question. Like, should I just Uber there?
Yes.
And then that way, like, I Uber back.
Yes.
And
really?
I avoid
Dude.
The whole awkward
totally.
Kiss.
Oh. Absolutely, because that way you're like, oh, my Uber's right around the corner. You order the Uber without talking to him.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, it's 30 seconds away. Gives him no time to figure out what his plan is.
And then when he's like, oh, no, cancel it. No, you can't cancel it, because it goes like a negative on you.
Yes. You get a $5 charge.
There you go. See, that's nice.
See, Uber. I would always have been scared to Uber, because I would think that would tell him that I want him to drive me home.
No, that's why you get the Uber.
Exactly, because you have your chauffeur.
I mean, these are all telltale signs. If he doesn't get it with the, I insist on paying for a half, and then I'm Uber, see you later, and the no hug or the side hug and the no kiss, that's a solid indicator that you're not interested.
And if he still doesn't get it when you're like leaving in the Uber, just tell him you're getting Uber to your boyfriend's house.
There you go.
He'll get it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.